Last time, I'm Poochie.
I love you.
I once went on a date one time with a drug dealer. Why does the lion have a human face? She sold me in a nightclub
bathroom.
I actually don't know if I've ever told you how I met my wife.
Oh,
why not do my yoga session
here
in the studio? It's a rhetorical question.
Mrs. Bucci, you want to come in?
When I point at you, just say right.
Correct.
Great Valentine's Day we had in the past. We saw Passion of the Christ on Blu-ray, won that one year.
That might have been someone else.
No, I think that was you.
That was not me.
I can't have blood all over
yeah,
my show.
The control pro.
Alrighty, come on down to the ground.
Alright, get down on the ground.
Sit up on a little blankie. Slowly come forward onto all fours.
I don't know if we can say all fours.
Inhale,
on the
drop
radio.
The belly.
Switch. What are we doing?
Wait, you're supposed to be on the ground.
Melting the heart.
No, she said forehead comes to the earth.
Poochie, you gotta get back in my life.
I'm trying.
All four sides of the torso.
I have to take calls.
Poochie. Added.
The chest, the knees.
Are you yawning?
By breathing. You have to breathe with intention. Hold on a second.
It just doesn't sound very healthy.
Well,
you're frowning and you're pulling out your hair.
Yeah, well,
let's put Adrian back on.
Yeah, let's just put Adrian back.
Big circle.
Big circle.
Yeah.
Can't hear Adrian's directive.
It's almost like this is not working. My sunglasses falling off.
I feel centered because you guys seem centered.
I am now on the floor.
Just stay there.
Yes, my friend.
I'm inhaling.
Is he doing it? I've got to follow it.
Jim is doing the best one.
I am.
I love you.
Get into a peacock position with your legs up in the air. Done it in over 600 places, including like in front of Mount Rushmore or the world's largest truck stop. It's a full body thing. It's one of the hardest moves.
We planned a nice dinner for us.
Ooh, tomorrow?
No, right now.
Wait.
Awesome.
Where did this come from? We were just doing yoga in here.
I got some Irish turkey herder's pie going in the oven.
That sounds a little better than what we're eating, which is a little cold. Do you have a drop for that?
What,
a little
what are you
cold.
Eating?
You know, we should have done hot yoga, because then the food would be hot.
Yes?
Yoga is an activity relegated to my show.
And now, this week, on Poochie.
To us?
Oh, to us! This glass is empty.
Hello, is any with bed music playing? No, it's not. Sorry, we're all over the place. Let's see, is this gonna work? No, it's not. Hey everybody, I'm not gonna make the mistake again and just futz around until I figure stuff out. It's Bucci. I'm gonna crack a can of mocktail. Nothing like a mocktail. There are things better than a mocktail. For example, a cocktail, but there's nothing like it. What do we got here? We got your kombucha. We got seltzer and farro, the grain farro. Let's see if this works. Hey, like magic. Yeah, I got some farro ground up in this mocktail.
Mocktail.
I just bought a bunch of it in bulk recently, and so the farro faucet is on at the Bucci house.
The farro faucet.
Oh, Bucci. When will you stop? When I'm dead, I'll stop. That would be a Bucci adage if I could figure out how to turn on this.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you too, voice. So here we go. I'm Boochcasting, Bucci broadcasting today from Studio B, as is all the DJs at WFMU, as are all the DJs at WFMU, in anticipation of the WFMU marathon, which is coming in a couple of weeks. Stay tuned for that. Open up your wallets and shout into your wallets. Get ready to go right into the Bucci coffers, the contents of my wallet. Just going to turn it upside down and start dumping it all over into Bucci's bucket hat. So just get ready, all right? It's going to be worth it. And that's a Bucci adage. No, it's not a... Oh, yeah, it is.
Bucci adage.
So yeah, we're in a smaller studio. It's smaller. It's narrow. It's sort of like being trapped between someone's legs. But it's a dead person. The legs aren't moving around. So there's no body heat coming off the legs. So which is good. It's just two dead legs with the DJ between them. So just picture that. So if this show is a little wonky, which it might happen, that's why, and there's no other reason. Jeez Louise. Sounds like there's a cage of mice on this table. But I gotta say, I don't love it. I'm like another person when I'm in this studio. I cannot get comfortable. I can't thrash around. You know, I talk with my hands and I talk with my arms and I talk with my elbows, you know, so I'm all over the place. Body-wise. So I can't do that here. I'd hit the other wall. See? I can't lie on the floor. In my pre-show kind of ritual and get smooth.
Smooth booch.
And plus, it's ridiculous. I can see from where I'm sitting right now directly into the condo, which is opposite the studio, in WFMU's old parking lot. It's a massive, I want to say gorgeous condo right across the street. And I can see it look right into their living room. Yes, hello? Yes, hi. Yeah. Doing a radio show. Radio show. It's called Bucci. It's a radio show. It's not a podcast. But you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple. No, no, don't have sex. No, I can see you. No. I have to pull down the blinds. Let them continue having their kind of, you know, conversation in peace. So yeah, that's kind of weird also. So there's all these elements also. The office, the WFMU office is right across the glass from me. So everyone, I can just see everyone working. Matt Warwick. WFMU's old Matt Warwick is just... I don't want to tell you what he's looking at right now. Just email me and I'll tell you. So, I'm watched. A watched pot never boils, and a watched Bucci sucks.
Ooh.
I need some more mocktail. Mmm. Pharaoh. I'm not totally wild about this reverb either. Hold on. Pharaoh. Alright, Pharaoh. Alright, Pharaoh. Alright, that's fine, I guess. So talking about other sides, you know, being a different person or feeling like you're a different person in a circumstance kind of gets me into what station manager Ken wants me to talk about tonight, which is the idea of, there you go, couldn't find the fader, which is the idea of alter egos. Your other self, or another self of yours. The person who is not, who is you, but not like you in any way. And even the name is different. You know, there's like examples in music. There's a lot of examples of music of these type of people. Ziggy Stardust for David Bowie. Victor Vaughn with MF Doom's alter ego, who was like a time-traveling, you know, a thief. Who else? Sasha Fierce with Beyoncé. Sasha Fierce is like Beyoncé, but fiercer, and I think she might wear more makeup. Shock G from Digital Underground, his romance-liking character, Humpty Hump. Tyler Durden from Fight Club. The list goes, there's like three more people on the list. And everyone, I think everyone has, to one extent or another, has one of these tings. I mean, not Bucci.
Bucci.
I mean, studio change aside, there's no one else in me but Bucci. I am a inch wide and a mile deep. So you dive down into me trying to find someone else, you're going to end up with the Bends. Sorry. Not the Radiohead album. The thing that makes your brain explode when you come up. Just look it up. Of course, there was a time when I did have an alter ego. Which I was thinking about it today. I'm like, you know, I think I've always been me. Who else would I be? But I did used to have one. Back in the D day, I used to be in a... used to be into prank calls or crank calls. I think they're called prank calls east of the Mississippi and crank calls west of the Mississippi. And then in the UK, they're called sorry old sports, because at the end of the call, they say, "Sorry old sport, I was pretending to be someone else. This was a cheeky fake phone call. I'm sorry. Toodlepip." That's what they're called in the UK. Prank calls. Anyway, I hung out with a gang of prank callers. We were called T-Mob, which is an abbreviation of The Mob. And this is before cell phones, obviously, so people would actually pick up the phone. And so we would, after school, we would just run home and start just cranking people up. And I had quite a crew. There was my friend, Steve. He had a character which he called Ron, and he was your, like, classic, stone classic prank phone call guy. He'd call, like, bakeries and ask for, like, specific cakes that I can't talk about on the air. And, you know, he would call, like, Dunkin' Donuts and ask if there's any, you know, extra soft donut. I can't talk about what he would go into. But he was, you know, very good. We had Jen. Her name was like Janice, I think. Her like character, her alter ego was Janice. And she'd call bookstores looking for made up books and authors. So, you know, I want to, you know, do you have a book written by Peter Falk about World War I, and it's called Just One More Thing, comma, World War II. Send them off and looking for different kind of books, fake books. And she'd also ask out the people, like the dorks that she would, the bookstore dorks she would talk to, like, "Oh yeah, I don't think we have that book." And she'd go, "Oh, you want to go out?" And then hang up on him. She was clever. That was a good one. There was my friend Greg swear word. He would call people and just scream, just which was stupid, but if you're going just for shock value, that was a, you know, kind of impact prank call. James was another one. James, and his character was, his alter ego was James Jaminen and son, which the whole point of that call was just confusing people with the spelling of his name, which would be always changing within the call, Jamin-son. And I, you know, no, and they'd just be writing out that. That was it. He was just a very niche pranker. And then there was Bucci.
Bucci.
And back then, I had kind of a high voice, kind of a pitched voice, and I would get mistaken for a girl on the phone all the time, which is fine. I liked it. And so when it came time for me to kind of pick a crank call alter ego, I made up a character, Lucci, who was my character. And she was quite quite the personality. She was an older woman. Old woman, I would say. Not older. She was up there.
Lucci.
But she's sweet. I was not like an antagonistic voice. I was just relaxed. You know, she didn't yell or curse or want like a interactive honeymoon cake or anything. She was just an idiot. You know, you gave Lucci some information, she was bound to misinterpret it or misunderstand it or not hear it correctly, and then it'd just be all these fun misunderstandings. Like, I'd call a movie theater and ask for show times of every show. I haven't broken out the Lucci voice in a while, Lucci. So I hopefully I get it right. So I was like,
when's Gladiator showing? Oh, who's in that one again? Russell Bird. Oh yeah, Russell Crowe. Is he the one from the movie Romper Stomper with the skinheads? Oh, well, he was good in that. Oh, yeah. So when's that playing? All the times, please.
Or
Illegally Brunette there? Showing there? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Well, my grandson said it was a really good one. I meant Legally Blonde.
Stuff like that. The upside to that, because while I would be distracting them with a bunch of questions, my friends would all be sneaking into the theater, which meant I couldn't go to the movies with all my friends. So I did miss out on... That alter ego did not have a lot of friends.
Oh, yeah, I'm real lonely.
Lucci.
So that's what I'm kind of thinking about and talking about tonight. Oh, let me get this thing. Everything's all crazy. All right. That's what I want to talk about tonight is the alter egos and what they are and what they mean. To you. And I'm not looking... So what I'm looking for is for you folks, I'm talking to you. I want you to call in as your alter ego. And I'm not talking about like calling in as a person, like the person you are when no one's looking. Like, you're home alone and just sitting in a chair playing air piano. I definitely don't want to hear about that person. That person is yours and yours alone, and nobody needs to know about it. And I'm not looking for your doppelganger, because, like, I don't want... Your doppelganger is the evil side of you, and I already know that person you call in every week. Plus, I don't want to get into some sort of evil, you know, snake pit. You know, I can't be in any snake pits. I'm trying to stay positive. So not your doppelganger, and not the idealized version of yourself either. Like, you're basically the same person, but, oh, I wish I had a smaller head, or, oh, I wish I had one big cheekbone, or I wish I had an iPhone 8, or I wish I had thinner hair, less hair, because it gets everywhere, and, you know, like, oh, what do I do with all this hair? Which is what I say all the time. Or I wish makeup was burned into my skin, so I wouldn't have to put makeup on every day, that kind of thing. And also, I know I'm giving you a lot of what I don't want, but this is important. Not your superhero identity either, where it's you, but you can, what, shoot flannel shirts out of your eyes. Because I just don't want to talk about superpowers. It's depressing. Oh, I want to fly. Yeah, so what? Get in line. So what I am looking for, what I am looking for is, what am I looking for? I'm looking for your alternate self, the other side of the coin that is you. You're a new personality, like Lucci was for me.
Lucci.
You have a new name, different values, different way of talking, different, timbre of your voice. Don't remember which one it is. New phone number. You know, like I said, Bowie, Ziegfeld Stardust, or Aladdin Sane, you know, like the other kind of, like you're a person you want to talk through, speak through. That's who I want to hear from today. And even though I've been talking about prank calls, I don't want prank calls. I don't want to be pranked, even though you could argue that every call I get is a prank. I gotta write. Oh, here it is. Okay. So call in as your, oh, whatever. I'm sorry. Call in as your alter ego. See how it goes. And how does your alter ego answer questions? If you don't have one, an AE, alter ego, then make one up. I don't know. You don't have any improv abilities? Just make something up. Oh, I've always wanted to be, you know, Johnny Piece of Paper. Where I'm just, I don't know. You know, I give out paper. I'm like Johnny Appleseeds, but with pieces of paper. So, and by the way, because we're in Studio B, there's a new phone number. So everybody calling the other phone number, do not do that. It's the new number. Here it is. 201-536-9368. That's the number to call if you want to speak to Bucci with your alter ego.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
So now, what is this? Insert one. Insert one. Okay. So now, I'm going to play a song from an artist who has a pretty interesting alter ego. It's Prince. Now, Prince has or had a lot of egos, both alter and super. But one of the most interesting ones was Camille. Camille was a woman, just like Lucci was, but I assume she was like a sexy styled woman because Prince created her. But Prince wrote a whole album in this character's voice, Camille. And he just pitch shifted his voice up and he didn't want his name anywhere on this album. He just wanted to be this mysterious Camille. Though if you listen to the album, you're like, that's Prince with his voice pitch shifted up, but whatever. And it was never released. I think it's actually coming out. I think it's supposed to be released now, which is totally what Prince would have wanted. So it is supposedly coming out. But a few of the songs off Camille ended up on other albums. So this one, the one that I'm going to play, is on his fantastic Sign of the Times album. It's called I Wish I Were Your Girlfriend.
Look at the bargains over here, ladies.
By Prince. Only on WFMU.
Call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Call in as your alter ego.
So call in now. 201-536-9368. That's 201-536-9368. One more time. 201-536-9368. And give Bucci your answer.
Now.
Now back to the music.
Because I'm your friend, I do it for you. Of course I didn't dress in front of you. Naked, what shall I do? How can I make...
What is he talking about? What is Camille talking about? Camille, you're just as erotic as Prince. Is that a Bucci adage? Can't be.
Bucci.
It is.
Adage.
All right, so we're taking calls on alter egos. Call in as your alter ego. Who is the person the other side of you? And let me speak to them. But don't be a maniac. I just lost two calls. Call back 201-536-9368. Don't worry. You will get through. Yeah. So, you know, I again, you got a name. You got some personality traits. You got some loves. You know, you got a special set of skills. Again, being very careful about the FCC. Just call in, 201-536-9368. I just cannot... Ugh! The wall of the studio is just right up against my back, and I just feel like if someone attacks me, which is possible, I'm not going to have anywhere to go. I was, talking about my alter ego when I was a kid, my prank call alter ego, Lucci.
Lucci.
And I said I'd call, you know, movie theaters and kind of waste their time. But I also did something else very, very, not weird. I would say cool, but some might say weird.
Lucci.
But then I would also... I would call people, residences, and I would try to get like a kid on the phone, like someone my age, and I would try to convince them that I was their grandmother. Usually I got hung up on because people know what their grandmothers sound like.
Bucci. Adage.
And so I would call up and just be like, oh, I always said this at the beginning, oh, I'm your grandmother. Do you want some graham crackers and cottage cheese? I'll bring over a bucket. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Slow Busy.
Slow Busy. So Slow Busy. Tell me about yourself. What kind of character are you?
I'm like anti-establishment disgruntled worker.
Okay. So this is your alter ego who's an anti-establishment disgruntled worker.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a punk band called Boiled Weenies.
Okay. So you have a whole thing where you're actually a musician. Are you? Is your other self also a musician?
No.
So interesting. No. Mm-hmm. So in your other side, are you like a establishment, you know, conservative, you know, kind of folk liker, or like, are you? So, is Slow Busy so different from your real self?
Slow Busy is my real self.
Oh.
So Busy is how I feel inside, but So Busy is where I can really like
come out.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what does Slow Busy sound like in your head? Like when you're like putting a voice to Slow Busy, what do they sound like?
Oh gosh, they might sound like.
Go ahead. Just give me a vote. First thing that comes to your head, I bet it's the right one.
It might sound like this.
Okay. So, Slow Busy. When's your next show from when's the next Weenie show?
The next Weenie show is this Saturday night.
Oh, okay. What venue is the venue is that at Slow Busy?
Well, it might take place in Iowa City, where I'm currently living.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. And what do you play, Slow?
I play the ukulele, the drums.
Wow. Ukulele
the
punk
tambourine.
Band. Oh, wow. You have very interesting instrumentation in this punk band, Slow Busy.
The vocals.
Everything. Wow.
Yeah, it's a one person.
A one person thing. Oh, so you are like set. You're not just an alter ego. You're almost like three other people in addition to your punk rock alter self.
Yeah, we have an album coming out soon.
Yeah, what's it called?
God Daddy.
God Daddy. All right, that's a good name. Slow Busy and their album God Daddy coming out soon. On Sony. Keep rocking, and it's good to hear from you.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Bye. Call you Gabucci.
Oh, what up, Gabucci?
Oh, yeah. Who's this?
My name's Henry.
Oh, okay. Hey, Henry.
How you doing?
Yeah,
how
I'm,
you doing,
I'm very fine, Henry. Tell me about yourself.
Well, you know, I'm a tri-state native.
Okay. Which three states? Which three states?
All three of them.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So, you know, what me and my boys do, we put on an open mic night.
This is your sons? Your three sons? Your sons or your friends?
You know, we're all family.
Okay, yeah. Good. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Henry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we put on open mic nights at retirement homes and, like, you know, hospice centers and stuff like that.
Hospice centers. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are the open mics like?
Well, you know, we call it last chance open mic. And we give everybody a chance to kind of, like, put themselves out there before, you know, someone else does, you know?
Okay. Not a bad idea. Just they can bring in their guitars, or they can do a little stand-up, or read a poem.
Well, there's not a lot of standing in those kind of places.
That's kind of insensitive.
But
no,
yeah,
sorry, you know, Henry.
We bring a lot of instruments. We bring a lot of magic tricks. People love magic.
Okay, so are you the one doing all the performing, Henry, or what? What are you doing?
No. The residents are.
So you're making these older people do magic tricks that they've never done in front of you? Like, well, I don't know how to.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. They don't know what they're doing, which is embarrassing. If you want to ask me, no one.
Well, I do want to ask you. Sounds like you're doing more harm than good.
No, they love it. They love it.
Uh huh. Okay.
I mean, the administration doesn't like when I show up, but like the people love it, and you gotta listen to the people, Bucci, right? Because otherwise, what would we be here?
That's true. I have to listen to you. That's true. So
you have to listen.
So all right. So you got the people up, but what is your personality? You've kind of described your job, but like, how are you different than your other personality? Who I don't know who the other side of your personality is, but what is your? How are you different?
How am I different? Well, you know, I'm really outgoing. I love giving back to my community.
Okay, in your real life, you like taking from your community. Then you're kind of more.
I take a lot from my community when I'm not in
the Henry persona. Yep. Okay.
I jump the turnstile. I pickpocket people on the bus. I do a lot of things that are, petty crime and petty actions, for the people.
Right, right, right. Like pettiness, just like eating someone's chicken just so they can't.
Someone says, hey, could I sit down? I'm like, hey, what are you, pregnant? And they're like, no way, that's really, I don't want to get into it.
Right, so Henry doesn't do any of that wickedness. Henry's more of a nice guy, albeit one who sneaks into nursing homes and pretending to be an MC or something like that.
Hey, listen, we're not all saints, huh?
you said a sentence there. All right, Henry, and the other person, whoever that is, have a great one, and just stay away from my elderly Pete friends.
I'm going to come for the marathon, Bucci. I'll see you,
Jesus Christ. Oh, no. I don't want Henry near me. Call Yagabuchi.
This is Master Yoda. I'm celebrating your birthday with
I knew this was a mistake. All right, hello. All right, just slow down. Slow down, Grumpy. What's your name?
Grumpy? Yoda. Yoda?
So your personality... All right. Okay, so your alter ego is someone else's creation? Is that what you're telling me, Master Yoda?
Well,
so you can't even think of someone else. You're like, oh, that's Yoda. That's who my alter ego is.
The Force. I'm the Master.
Yes,
the Force.
Yes. Okay. So, what? Okay, Master Yoda. What else is about? Are you any different than the Master Yoda from, are you Master Yoda from Return of the Jedi? Are you Master Yoda from the Clones movie? What about Attack of the Clones? The one who was the CGI Master Yoda.
Oh. That's a good question.
Yeah, I know it is.
I forgot.
You forgot what kind of Master Yoda you were?
I'm not old. 909 years old.
Okay, all right. Well, okay. And then what does Master Yoda do? So what do you do? You kind of try to find a young blonde man and try to teach him the ways of the Force? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm celebrating Elmer's birthday.
All right, that's enough. Sorry, Master Yoda. You have the Force is great with you, but you can't hang up on people like Bucci does.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
Caller, you got Bucci. Caller, is this your alter ego, a dial tone? No? All right.
Uh-oh, the dial tone.
Master Yoda. How can you take someone else's... That's like if I said, my alter ego is Station Manager Ken. That can't... You can't be someone else. But even though who am I to judge what's going on in your head? Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, how are you?
Oh, hey, who's this?
This is Frank.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
I've been better.
Yeah. Could you tell me more about yourself, or just a little about yourself, please?
I don't do much during the day.
Okay.
Mainly, I sleep a lot.
You listen to WFMU, obviously.
No. No? I just happened to knock over my phone, and it turned on this app.
I heard that. I heard that app does that sometimes. Okay.
Yeah, you sounded like you needed a call, so.
Unbelievable. Okay, so, Frank, you're kind of insulting. So is that what you kind of got? You're like an insult kind of god?
No. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to insult you.
No, it's fine.
You seem like a real nice individual.
Okay. Well, okay. So tell me one more thing about yourself other than you like to prefer the company of an empty
solitude.
House. Yes, solitude, yeah.
I like to eat fried cheese.
Okay. Well, Frank, thank you very much. I got a couple more calls, but go ahead. Good character. I like it. Frank. Henry. We're getting a lot of, not very creative names, I gotta say. Victor Vaughn. That's a good name. Or, Dr. Octagon. Or, whatever. So anyway, I want to talk about Lucci just real quick. Oh, God, now I got all these calls. I don't have a call screener either. So anyway, I would call people telling them, trying to pretend I was their grandmother. And then one time, it was always a not very, it didn't really work. But then one time I somehow got a kid my age, you know, I sounded like my age. And I convinced them that I was his grandmother, Martha. And this kid must have really needed to talk to his grandmother because we stayed on the phone for 2 hours. And I was just talking to him and giving him life advice, advice that I wish my own grandmother had given me instead of just never speaking to me. But, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, how's math, your math homework? It's very important. And what are you reading in school? Oh, Ramona the Brave, that's a very, oh, I'll do it in the Lucci character. Oh, Ramona the Brave, that's a very good one. I like that one. What else? And then I'd call him. And I kept calling him like a couple times a year, 5, 6, 7 times a year I would call him. And we talk. I'm like, oh, I'd ask him how, you know, what do you want to be when you get older? Do you have any girls or boys that you like? Or who's bullying you? And I kind of forgot I wasn't really...
Promise. Bucci.
I don't know why that drop got cued. Thanks. I forgot I wasn't Lucci, and I just kind of fell into it. And then years and years and years we had this conversation. And I mean, this is long after my prank call gang broke up over creative differences, which I'll get into in another show. And we really just established this, you know, grandmother-grandson relationship. And the day that he graduated high school, I called him and we cried over the phone. We were so happy because he was having a lot of trouble with math. You know, he just really didn't do math, and we would do math homework over the phone, and, oh, it's, you know, 4 divided by 62. I would just say things like that, and he kind of got it. And at the end of that call, his graduation, you know, when he had graduated, I figured, okay, this is the time, and I admitted to him that I wasn't really his grandma. And you know what he said? He said, I know. I've always known. Which really creeped me out. What do you mean you knew? This is a prank call. You're pranking Lucci?
Lucci.
And he said, yeah, it seems like you needed someone to talk to, which is not true. He needed someone to talk to. What do you think you are? You're wasting my time? I am, you're supposed to believe me. Call her, you got Bucci.
Bucci.
Yes, hi. Who's this? Who am I speaking to?
Okay, listen, it's Jessa.
Okay, tell me about Jessa.
Today, but I have a thing for the quilt.
You have a thing for what?
The quilt.
The quilt. Oh, you mean my legacy.
The 2024 quilt.
The 2024. Wow, you're going back through the archives or something? That's an old one.
Yeah.
All
I'm
right.
Catching up.
Okay, so what's one for the quilt?
It's an ongoing topic. You only have like 5 squares.
That's true. We don't have a lot of squares.
Quilt.
Okay, so what's your quilt patch that you want to do?
So my quilt patch is Keyboard Cat, right? With like the galaxy sky behind it. You know that.
Yes.
Kind of
yes.
Classic
I know.
Image, right?
Yep. Yep. That
and
might be copyrighted, but okay.
It says.
Cat.
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to say anything underneath because I feel it's a...
It feels like the image speaks for itself. Feels like the image speaks for itself, you know? Where it's just like, who else you need to know? It's a cat playing a keyboard. What do you want from me? All right.
What do you want from me then?
All right. So, Jessa, if that is your real name. So, this is your real person. This is not an alter ego, right?
No.
Okay.
It's
not. So call back in like 4 weeks as your alter ego then.
Really rough around the edges.
Sure.
Not fit for radio.
Oh, okay. All right. Little blue.
Little blue, little red.
All right. Jessa, I will add your patch to the Bucci quilt.
Quilt.
Bye, buddy. Micah, I'm going to regret this, but do you have an alter ego?
Didn't we do this before?
No, I don't think so.
I'm having some strange deja vu right now.
I'm pretty sure we've never done this topic. Though, do you have one? Do you have another? I probably phrased it in a different way. Do you have someone who's like, that's this is the opposite of me, and I like kind of interact like online, for example?
Inside of me.
Yes.
There are two distinct animals.
Yes.
One is full of light. The other is full of darkness.
Okay. Oh, so let's meet the guy who's full of light.
That would be me.
That's you? Oh, my God. I don't want to meet the full one full of darkness, though.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-buche.
I love you.
Well, that's interesting. I hope I didn't already do this topic. Sometimes the topics just fall over me like snowflakes, and I'm just grasping at any single one. This was an interesting... Wait, let's bring this down. Micah, don't you love being in this studio?
Oh, yeah.
I love all the elbow room we have.
You know, Bucci, I love being, like, so close to
yeah,
you. Now.
Yeah, cheek to cheek. Naga's like, which cheeks? Just kidding. Oh, man, what a glare. 201-536-9368. We have a couple more minutes if you want to call in as your alter ego. And I guess if you want to call in with a quilt, a suggestion, we can also maybe fit that in. But yeah, so it was a very weird feeling where this person who you are trying to, you're, you know, pretending to be their grandson and trying to, like, for a thrill, for your own thrill, and you realize that your alter ego's mask has slipped and you are revealed to yourself, to your victim, and they know you, and they're like, this lonely bastard just needs someone to talk to because they have, like, a grandmother-shaped hole in their life. So I guess I learned a little bit about myself. And after that, I'm like, I am never going to be someone else again. I'm only going to be Bucci.
Lucci.
Bucci.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
And I'm only going to be... Anyone calling? No? No? We're going to wrap it up? That's fine. Next week, we are also in the Studio B. So more of this to come. Up next is the music of Mind Control. Did your alter ego have a name? Michael?
Probably. I haven't. It changes a lot.
Sure. Sure, I can see that. You're a chameleon.
Right.
Right. So, you've been listening to...
Lucci.
On WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online and all the time at WFMU.org. As I said, the music of Mind Control with Michael is up next. Until then, who listens to Bucci? Better believe you, Ducci. Do. Yeah.